Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot happened this weekend. We like to wrap it up for you in a nice little tidy five-minute package we call, well, the five.
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown!
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead!
Number five.
So the Penguins aren't the only ones who find themselves down 3-0 in a playoff series, as the Lightning, who tied an NHL record with 62 regular season wins and finished 30 points ahead of Columbus, face elimination by the Blue Jackets on Tuesday night as well. Does the NHL have the best or maybe the most unpredictable playoff bracket of the four major sports?
It is pretty unpredictable. I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to be John Cooper. He's got that faith in Vasilevsky for sure, and Vasilevsky has not come through for him.
What do you call it before the Game 3 loss? A five-alarm fire?
Yes.
I don't know what the hell it is now.
Yeah, it does. The playoffs, to your question, though, yeah, the playoffs are pretty darn unpredictable. Look at what Vegas did last year.
Unpredictable, and I think that's what makes it also for anybody who's not a Penguins or Lightning fan right now, makes it a whole hell of a lot of fun. If you're just a fan of hockey in general or sports in general, you like seeing the craziness. So, yes, you like the unpredictable nature of the NHL playoffs.
Number four.
Tiger Woods shoots a 2-under par 70 for a one-shot victory to win the Masters again for the first time in 14 years. Are you happy for him?
I am. Despite all the self-inflicted nonsense, I'm happy that he overcame the injuries. I'm happy that his kids were there to see it. I'm happy that it all came full circle at Augusta. That was exciting to watch yesterday afternoon, regardless of how I or you or anyone else may feel about Tiger Woods.
I'm actually happy for the game of golf that people will watch it again, that it'll get some juice. And I'm happy for the other guys that there'll be a lot of eyes on it and perhaps it'll grow again and that people will be excited by it. And people on Sunday, as they're getting ready for dinner and everything, that are just kind of casual golf fans, or maybe not even golf fans, if Tiger's in the hunt again, we'll turn it back on. But we'll get into it at 7 o'clock, pretty hot and heavy, about Tiger.
Number three.
You can't script a series any better than this one played out for fans, for baseball, in the second week of the season, Rendon against Vasquez. Yeah, it was electric.
That was Clint Hurdle's take on the Pirates taking 2 of 3 from the Nationals in Washington, but Keone Kella blew a lead on Friday, Richard Rodriguez on Saturday, yet the Bucks still won the series. Can they continue to win games with the bullpen being this shaky, and did we overestimate what the Pirates have in the pen?
I don't know how often they're going to be. You look back at Friday night's game, the first of the series that they won, and you say, wow, they were lucky to get out of there with that one. And they may have been lucky to get out of there with that one yesterday, using Vasquez for 2 innings and almost 45 pitches to have a rookie you had no plans on using this year come up with the game-winning hit in the top of the ninth. I don't know how much longer you can ride with the bullpen struggling the way they have, but it's nice to see them get to this point.
Yeah, they're 7-3 in their last 10, even with all this stuff. This is a time which, if you're going to struggle in the bullpen, you want to do it because, inexplicably, they've got 2 off days this week.
Yes.
They've got an off day today. They've got another off day. When is it? Thursday, I think.
Yep.
Which never happens in a Major League Baseball schedule. You also have weather all throughout the country. They're going to Detroit. You never know what it's going to be like there. So if you're going to struggle, this is the time to do it bullpen-wise. But as Chris pointed out, you can't keep having Vasquez go out there and throw 97 pitches. You just can't.
The only
it's
reason
catch
they were
up
able,
with him.
The only reason they were able to get away with that yesterday is because they have those 2 off
Absolutely.
Days in the next 4.
If not, they would have been better off having a position player pitch. It's something crazy. But, yeah, they got to get out of that rut and figure out something in the 8th inning. What do you got?
Number 2.
In your estimation, what's the primary reason Penguins sit down 3-0 with the season on the line?
Because their stars aren't being stars.
Yeah. Crosby and Gensel, 0 combined points. That it's as simple as that. I mean, We're going to want to make it about coaching. And yes, there's still maybe some things you can complain about with Mike Sullivan, the Simone onto the top line thing, all that. There's keeping Jack Johnson out of game one. All those things can be talked about when we dissect this, when we autopsy the series against the Islanders, which we all undoubtedly be doing soon.
Everything is peripheral. Everything is peripheral. The main thing is the Stars.
Yes.
Number one.
If the Penguins season is over, will there be and should there be significant changes to the coaching personnel and player personnel in the offseason?
Oh, I think we see player changes.
And I think Phil Kessel gets traded.
Yeah, I think Kessel is the first one, and I think if they can find someone who's interested at all in Patrick Hornquist's contract, they may consider that as well, although that's going to be a tough ask of another team, given the length and the money on that deal, because I think Jim Rutherford has shown this year that he wanted to acquire young talent who can go forward being a part of the core of this team around Crosby, Malkin, Letang, and Murray, went out and did so, and now he's going to have to decide how he folds those guys in a more significant way if Kessel and Hornquist aren't going
to
produce.
But to get back to something else, Mike Sullivan will be back, even if they get swept. I mean, Mike Sullivan's not getting fired. Now, if they get off to like a really bad start, the seat might get a little hot. I don't think he'll be fired in through next year either, no matter what happens. But if they get swept like 2 years in a row, or bounced in the first round 2 years in a row,
then
we can maybe talk some. So there's that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.